This is Ashley Hodge with a Sikkim 365 post-game podcast coming to you after Baylor's really disappointing 76-74 loss in Boulder, Colorado. The Bears made it interesting down the stretch. They were down 8 or 9 points. They closed it to 2, had a potential shot at a game-winning 3 by Roach, but didn't get the shot off in time. Lost to a very bad Colorado team. Colorado's 11-16 on the year, only their second Big 12 win. They've lost 14 Big 12 games. This is just not a game you can lose if you want to be a tournament team. And the Bears, I think, are now looking at what could be a really disappointing end to this season, a season that really has not lived up to expectations from the get-go. We can talk about a lot. I think let's focus on the positives first. Norchad Omier, he had 18 points, 13 rebounds. He did what he normally does, just really worked hard on the glass. His defense is suspect, but offensively he gives you everything he's got. I think his defense is in part to try to stay out of foul trouble. Still makes some baffling plays at the end of the game. You got 4 seconds left, and he doesn't foul until 1.5 seconds. And so a couple seconds, what you know, ended up being very crucial seconds, run off the clock there. Langston Love had a really good first half. He hit the 3 to put you up 2 at halftime. But his second half was something you'd want to forget. He ends up with 17 points. But what was particularly disturbing was just watching him, you know, kind of give half effort to close out on shooters. He wasn't the only one. Saw a lot of standing around from all our guys. Jalen Celestine ends up with 11 points, 3 for 6 from 3. Gets 5 rebounds. Those are good numbers. VJ Edgecombe, 8 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, only 1 turnover, but he was really bad with his shot selection today, and I thought he lacked aggressiveness, and I don't think he was his normal great self on the defensive end. And then the second game in a row for Rob Wright, where he kind of laid an egg. Arizona, he wasn't good, and he wasn't good tonight in this afternoon in Colorado. Ends up with 3 assists, but he has 2 turnovers. Crucial turnover late in the game when he threw a pass that was intended to Norchad Omier, got picked off, and just a tough night for him offensively. 3 for 11 from the field. I did have 4 rebounds. Jeremy Roach comes off the bench and chips in 11. The big news was Jaden Nunn was sick with a stomach virus. He was allegedly got that at McDonald's. So, you know, they maybe not the wisest decision to be doing fast food the night before a game. But I know that's what people do in college and especially on the road. But it comes back to bite us. And, you know, just a crucial loss because we probably win that game with Jaden Nunn. But we should have won the game anyway. I mean, that's a bad Colorado team, and this loss is going to sting. You know, it's going to maybe cost you a seed line if you make the NCAA tournament, but the Bears got work to do. Now they got to go try to steal one at Cincinnati. Obviously, they've got to win their home game against Oklahoma State. And then, you know, TCU is going to be a tough task in Fort Worth. We've already lost to them once. They're playing a little better, although they did lose today. And you know, maybe you can win that game at TCU, and then you got this really tough team called Houston, maybe the best team in the nation, coming to Foster to close out the season. Something is not right with this team. They just got to blow it up. I don't know, man. I would question everything in the offseason. I know the coaches are doing that. I know Rob Wright has done a lot this year, and you'd love to keep him, but at what price? That's the big question. I think you have to ask those tough questions because he's a good player. He's a player that has shown his flaws at time down the stretch, these last couple games especially. And, you know, if you're going to invest big-time money, you've got to get big-time results. And I think, you know, Baylor's got to take a really practical approach in the offseason and really remake this roster to try to reinvent the toughness and the DNA that they had a couple years ago. Of course, with that national championship team, and some of their better teams, you know, just a grittier, tougher bunch. That's my biggest disappointment with this bunch is they just don't seem to have the grit and the togetherness and the communication and the urgency that you'd love to see a team have. And even though we have a couple freshmen, the freshmen have been good for the, you know, the body of work has been good. They weren't good today. VJ Edgecombe and Rob Wright have been good this season. But, you know, overall, you want your upperclassmen to just show a lot more urgency, a lot more leadership, And to give up 76 points to Colorado, even on their home court, even shorthanded, that's a tough number. You gotta hold them under that. And you know, obviously, a night when you struggled offensively shooting the ball until late in the game, it's just really tough to overcome all the mental mistakes that we made and the lack of closing out on 3-point shooters. Colorado ends up, you know, shooting 9 for 22 for over 40% from three and 49% from the field. And then we send them to the free throw line 25 times and make 21 of those. They're 18 assists and 11 turnovers. We just got to be way more disruptive than that. You know, we're small. We showed good effort on the glass at times. Maybe it was the altitude. Maybe it was the short bench. But just one of those games, you just wonder what's going on behind the scenes, because this is not a together team, and certainly looks like they're going to be finishing the season with a whimper. Always opportunity to turn it around. A big opportunity at Cincinnati. Disappointing outcome in Boulder. No way to sugarcoat it. A game you should have won, you didn't win, and now you got to try to get a tougher game at Cincinnati, who's playing a lot better basketball. Well, that's it for now. I hope the weekend turns around and you find some joy in things other than Baylor basketball. I'm sure the coaches are miserable, and I hope the players are miserable too. This is one that you is going to sting. You know, it's like just like the TCU game at home. You look at that, this game and the TCU game at home as our two worst performances of the year. Onward and upward, Sic 'em Bears.